The 4th of July is just around the corner, and that means a lot of people will be getting out and maybe having some bonfires this summer. For all things outdoors, I'm Katie Thorson here with DNR Forester for the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, Dan Killam. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Katie.
When people are, you know, wanting to have those campfires, maybe they're out camping, what are kind of some best practices when it comes to buying firewood from places?
Sure. So most of our state properties have campfire wood available for sale. You can purchase it there. It's all good to go, ready for you to use. But if you want to purchase it from somewhere else that's not at the campground, you want to make sure that you're buying local wood. We want to make sure that the wood that you purchase for burning is going to be burned within 10 miles of where it was harvested.
And why is it important that they don't move it more than 10 miles?
You don't want to spread invasives. That's the big main reason why we don't want to have untreated wood come from outside the area. That's moving stuff, you know, like spongy moth, emerald ash borer, oak wilt. You just want to make sure that the wood is coming locally, that you're not spreading invasive insects or diseases.
And if they are camping in the state forest, you know, are they allowed to just go out and collect some stuff right there at the campsite and around that area?
Yeah. So if you're a registered camper, you can collect dead and down wood for your campsite to use personally.
And so what are some, I guess, other best practices if you're having a campfire or campsites?
Sure. We want to make Smokey proud. That's the big one. You want to make sure that you're having your fire in a fire ring and that you are cleared around the fire ring. There's not like any leaves or needles that the fire could spread out into.
And so what if, you know, someone maybe wants to collect wood from the state forest, but bring it back to their home?
Sure. So that, if you're going to collect firewood for your home or for your cabin, something like that, you want to make sure first, you know, what property that you're collecting the wood from. We got a lot of different types of public land around here, whether that be county, national forest, or state forest. I'm going to talk only about the NHAL state forest for this one. You're going to need to get yourself a forest products permit, a firewood permit, and that is available at either the Clear Lake Visitor Station or the Crystal Lake Visitor Station. It's $5 per cord of firewood, so you can cut 4 cords in total, $20, real easy. A cord of firewood is 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. So it's a pretty good chunk of firewood for kind of the right price, if you got to ask me.
And is this something that, you know, like, can people take down trees to do this, or is they're just collecting like downed wood?
Sure. So the forest products permit will list everything on it on the back. The big thing to know is, or double check where you get your firewood from. Ask the folks at the visitor station or get a hold of someone on the NHAL for maybe a little bit of insider info on where to collect wood. You want to make sure that you're not cutting wood in an active logging job, so you can't cut off of any like log piles. Even if they look old, you want to make sure that the loggers didn't pay for that wood, and that's their wood. You want to make sure that there's not any active logging equipment in the area. And you want to make sure, like we talked about last time, you're not cutting oak between April 15th and July 15th.
And are there other like restrictions that people should be aware of?
Sure. Watch out for signs that say, you know, like no firewood cutting. That's a pretty good indicator that you probably
obvious one there for people. Yeah.
You don't want to be cutting within 100 feet of a shoreline. We want to, you know, protect the shoreline and from erosion and, keep it safe for the fish. Want to make sure that, the wood that you're collecting is definitely dead. So, you know, some people might see a dead standing tree and think, oh, that's a perfect tree for firewood. You want to make sure that it's dead, like bark's coming off. You want to make sure that it's actually good to go that way. A couple other good notes. You can't sell the firewood that you collect on the state forest. This is for personal use only. And you can't be bringing in a whole bunch of equipment to remove the firewood. So, like, I hate to say it, but no ATVs to go get the wood out, or, you know, snowmobiles or a skidder, anything like that. So it's good to ask some people with a little bit more local knowledge, like your local forester or someone on the NHAL. They can direct you to a spot that the roads are open. You can get your truck right up close. You can back a trailer in nice and easy to get the wood in there.
Great. What happens if, you know, what are consequences if people violate these restrictions?
Yeah, so a violation can kind of be an expensive one. The minimum fee for violating your wood permit is $89.50 plus restitutions. So for a $20 permit, you just want to make sure you're doing it the right way.
Absolutely. Well, you have about 30 seconds left. Any last messages for people here?
Well, I want to wish a very happy retirement to Conservation Warden Tim Otto. I told him when I talked to him on the phone earlier that I'm not going to let him ride off into the sunset too hard. He's still going to see us, and we're going to miss him greatly, but it's good to know that he's still around, and we're going to definitely still get out, talk dogs, talk hunting, and enjoy the awesome retirement that he's definitely earned over a lot of years of good service.
Well, that's great. Well, happy retirement, Tim. And DNR Forester Dan Killam, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks as always, Katie.